Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo. You can willingly love what is true, or you can reject it and serve what is selfish. Usually you have a choice factor. So stand back from your emotions, and suddenly you are free to choose rightly. And please God, you choose rightly. And it'll be the beginning of a whole new life. Everything will change for the better. It'll be wonderful beyond belief. It says in the Bible that eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has prepared for those who love him. So all you got to do is find him. And you can begin by letting go of resentment. Be more forgiving. How do you be more forgiving? Let go of resentment. It's that simple.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles Radio, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
Hi, welcome. Come right in. Hey, thanks for stopping by. Don't mind the mess. I'm working on some radio programs. So how you doing? All right. Well, now that we got that out of the way, how are you really doing? That's what I thought. What's wrong? Yeah, everybody has issues, but they're solvable. Here's what to do. Check out my radio program, and I'm going to be talking about solving issues. See, here's the thing. Human beings are very complex creatures, but the solutions to their problems are actually rather simple, but they're like hidden in plain sight. I mean, how many times have you had someone tell you something? Maybe your parent told you something, or a teacher or somebody, and you didn't want to hear it. You didn't want to hear it. But then years later, you said, oh, now I know what my dad was talking about. Now I get it. Well, there's a getting it that's involved. So you're going to have to get it. And the best way to get started is to listen to somebody like me, because I can lay it out so that you can track with me as I'm talking and say, oh, that's right, that's right, that's right. So check out the program. Oh, and I got to mention that the real basis of our problems is a spiritual one. Yeah, I know we got financial problems and health problems and all kinds of problems, but basically our problems boil down to something missing in our lives. Something is missing, and it has to do with the spiritual side of life. So you got to put spirituality back in your life. Okay, so, but the question is, how do you do that? So that's what we're going to talk about. So check out the program. In fact, here it is right now. So listen to this one and then check it out again next week.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Stand Back from Worry. And now here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I would like to begin the program by taking a call from Texas.
My name is Nate from Huntsville, Texas, and my question is, how can I leave my problems to God and not have to worry so much? Thank you.
That's a very good question. How do I raise my problems to God and not have to worry so much? That's very well stated, because you realize that if you really do raise your problems to God, then it's in his hands and you don't have to worry. You realize that that's the case. But the problem is, we do worry. But we also can sense that there is something wrong with worry. So I want to talk about that. All right. So let's talk about raising our problems to God. All right. So you're born into a world filled with other failing people. You yourself are failing. And you're born with a nature that is by nature faithless, which is by nature fallen. And so that's what you come into the world with. So you grow up, people tease you, you get angry at them. People fail you, you judge them. People betray you, and you hate them. Things don't work out, and you become frustrated and resentful over it. And you keep trying and keep trying. And no matter how hard you try, things just often don't seem to be working out quite right. Or they do seem to be working out right, but they're not really working out quite right. So the day comes when you have to just sit down and you have to ask yourself the question, how do I raise my problems to God and not have to worry so much? How do I do things and talk to my kids and talk to my partner and go to work and do things in the world without messing up? Because you realize that just hiding and doing nothing and saying nothing is not the answer. How many fathers have clammed up? You know, early in the marriage, there was a lot of arguing. Then the kids came along, and Dad came home from work, and he saw that the kids were watching video games and not eating the right kind of food. And so he laid the law down, and then everybody hated Dad and said he was mean. And so eventually the day comes, and then he argues with his wife, and somehow he always loses. If he gets angry at her, he's wrong. If he wimps out and says nothing, then somehow she's still not happy. And so he ends up just clamming up and saying nothing. So he just sits there and says nothing, and the whole family goes to rack and ruin. Well, we know that's not the answer. And just hiding in your apartment or hiding in your house and never going out into the world is not the answer either. But on the other hand, everything you've done, it's never worked out quite right. So there has to be an answer where you're not hiding on the one hand and not totally messing up all the time on the other hand. Well, there is an answer. And it has to do with the key phrase, the way you put it, and the way the listener put it. I'm speaking to the listener now, but I'm also speaking to everybody else. He said, how do I raise my problems to God and not have to worry so much? How do I raise my problems to God? That's the answer. If you could raise your problems to God. So how do you do that? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's program.
Roland will be right back after this short announcement.
Hi, Roland. My name is Mary from Houston. I just recently discovered you on the radio. From the moment I heard your wisdom and insights, I was touched by your ministry. Today, as you spoke about stress and how it is often connected to self-indulgence, I thought about how I've allowed piles of paperwork and clutter to accumulate in my office and other parts of my home. I can see that the presence of too much stuff is taking precious time and distracting me from more important activities. Thanks for your encouraging words. I'm so grateful to have found you.
So I think you can see that, let's see if I can say this. It's not easy to talk about. It's very, very important. It cuts right to the heart of human existence. So the way you can raise your problems to God is by separating from the problem and observing it. Taking a mental step back. Here's an example that I've given so many times, but I'll give it again. two guys are having an argument, and it's becoming heated. And then all of a sudden, one of them takes a mental step back, and he says, "Hey, we're friends. What are we arguing about? It's not that important." And they both laugh. The other guy says, yeah, you're right. And what do? They go off. They go to the bar. They go to the golf course. They go work out. See, by taking that mental step back, you can observe the situation. You can even observe your own wrong reactions. In other words, you can take a mental step back and see yourself worrying. You can see the worry. You see yourself worrying, but you stand back and you don't fall into the worry and become immersed in the worry. So here it is. There is a worry process going on, but you're not a part of it. It's like you can be in a room and there's a TV blaring at the other side of the room. Some useless program, some old movie. You know, like you wake up in the middle of the night and the television is on and there's an old movie there and you're not paying attention to it. It's irrelevant. It's there, but it doesn't affect you. By taking a mental step back, your soul is not worrying. There's a worry process going on in your head, but you're not a part of it. And that's very, very close to raising your problem to God. You're standing back in God's inner light, and your soul observes the worry and sees that it's useless, just like a useless television program is useless. The worry process is there, but you're separated from it. You're not a part of it. Your soul can observe the worry without being lost in the worry. Here's another part of the secret. Don't give it energy, because when you get pulled into the worry, if you start to give it a little bit of energy by being angry with it, by struggling with it, by resenting it, then it gains power. Don't give it energy. Don't float away with it. Come back to reality where the birds are singing and your soul will be safe. It's not a part of the worry process, and the worry process doesn't affect it. So I just want to impress upon you how important being able to take a mental step back and gaining mental distance. I want you to see just how important that is. Having mental distance is discipline. And it's an important skill that you need to learn. You could be in a work environment, for example, where there's all kinds of naughty things going on and gossip and everything. You don't have to be involved in it. You see it, but it doesn't affect you. You understand the soul is not affected by something when it does get involved with it. So all you have to do is see that the answer is to not get involved. Just stand back and watch. Just watch. That in itself is discipline. And that in itself separates the soul. If you need a little help getting started, I have a little meditation. And it helps you to get started really quick, in just a few minutes. That's all it takes. You can get a little help learning to get started, to stand back and see that standing back, that taking that mental step back is a key. Maybe it's the secret to self-control. And it's the beginning of raising your problems to God. Remember, Christ was with the disciples, and he said, "So what are you guys going to do? Where are you going to go?" And one of them said, "Lord, there's nowhere else for us to go. You're the one. There's nowhere else for us to go. There's a value in hitting rock bottom, and the value is there's nowhere else to go." And so you look up. You look up and raise your problem to God. And when you clearly see, it's not enough just for me to say it. It's not just enough for you to hear it. It's not just enough for you to say, yeah, 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 and mouth it. You have to see it. But when you see clearly that worry process doesn't have to be a part of you. It isn't even a part of you. It's going on, but it's no longer credible. And you just watch it until it diminishes and goes away. And if it comes back, you just watch it till it diminishes and goes away. And if it comes back, You just watch it until it goes away. Life is an endless process of snapping out and snapping out. All your life, what you've done is you've fallen more and more to sleep. Now everything puts you to sleep. Now what you need to do is go the other way. Wake up. Snap out of your daydreams. Snap out of your worries. Snap out of your wrong involvements. Snap out of your emotions, your runaway emotions. Regain control over your life by watching. It's so beautiful.
Hi. If you are suffering from stress, get upset easily, or worry a lot, then you will want to listen to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Find out how to banish upset and worry from your life permanently. That's Shedding Shackles.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles Radio, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
We're talking today about how to raise your problems to God and not have to worry so much. As a matter of fact, maybe I'll just replay Nate's question because it'll help those people who have just joined the program.
My name is Nate from Huntsville, Texas, and my question is, how can I leave my problems to God and not have to worry so much? Thank you.
Thanks very much, Nate. That's an excellent question. How can I raise my problems to God and not have to worry so much? It's beautifully phrased because the answer is actually right there. How can I raise my problems to God and not have to worry so much? The answer is to raise your problems to God. And how do you do that? You do it by not worrying so much. Do you get it? Worry, see, when you're lost in the worry process, you are automatically at a lower level. Worries pull you in, drag you down. Any thought process at all. See, it's not that thinking is wrong. Yeah, we do need to think, but thinking should always flow from realization, what you realize, what you intuitively know, what you wordlessly sense, what your common sense tells you, what your instincts tell you, what your gut tells you. That's from God. It's from above. God gives us intuition. God gives animals instinct. He gives bunny rabbits and chipmunks instinct, and it serves them very well, doesn't it? But God gives humans intuition. It's from within and above. It's what he gives humans. It's your greatest gift. From it can come everything. Now, intuition is there when you are not. See, worry is, see, thinking. Without it, see, if your thinking doesn't flow from intuition, then it is a substitute, a shoddy second-rate substitute for intuition. No wonder intellectuals get all confused. No wonder it's always the intellectuals that have misled humanity into wars and to terrible, terrible ideas, because they have forsaken intuition. They have forsaken their God-given intuition, and instead they look to knowledge. And wasn't it Adam's biggest mistake? He doubted God and looked to knowledge. And he thought he could be big and solve all of his own problems, and be successful and happy with just knowledge, and it never works. It didn't work then, and it doesn't work now, but people are still doing it, and no wonder civilization is on the verge of collapse, on the verge of self-destruction because of raw knowledge without intuition. And when everywhere you go, when you go to school, do they talk about intuition? No. They spoon-feed you knowledge and force you to study for hours, and they manage to separate you from your intuition. Now, worry also separates you from intuition. It's what you fall into, but then once you fall into worry, it pulls you down and it keeps you down. So you have to learn how to stand back from thought, stand back from worry, stand back from trying to figure things out, stand back from trying to plan and scheme and rearrange reality. Stand back from it, take a mental step back. And as soon as you take that mental step back, you are separated from the worry process. There you are closer to God. All right, let's take a little break, and when we come back, we'll continue talking about how to stand back from things so you get perspective. See, that's it. That's what you want, is perspective. You want to get the big picture. What's the old expression? That you can't see the forest for the trees? Well, when you get lost in all those negative thoughts and all those negative emotions, then you don't have the big picture. So take a mental step back and get the big picture.
Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
So take a mental step back and get the big picture. So there's the worry, and you just watch it without falling into it. And when you do that, then that is the same thing as raising your problem to God. You know, a few times now I have made the comment that whenever I often, when you see pictures of, you know, paintings of somebody like Teresa of Avila or John of the Cross, you know, somebody who was thought to be a spiritual person, often you see them with their eyes raised up. They have lifted up their eyes. And what are they doing? They're raising their problems to God. Raising their problems to God. And by doing so, their soul is separated from the worry, separated from the base emotions. And there's some kind of a silent, quiet communication with God. He knows when you're calling upon Him. When you have something and you honestly and truly don't know what to do, you want to do the right thing, but you don't know what the right thing is. You want to say the right thing, but you don't know what the right thing to say is, and you just quietly inquire of God wordlessly. You raise up your eyes and wait upon the Lord. What does it say in the Bible? Lean not on your own understanding. I was going to take a little break, but I'm still talking. Here's the other thing. See, you don't know where those thoughts come from. Where do those worries come from? Do you really want to worry? No. If you really don't want to worry, then why can't you control those thoughts and stop them instantly? If they were really your thoughts, you should be able to stop them instantly. But you can't. So whatever they are, they're obviously not good. They obviously want to distract you. They obviously want you to get immersed in them. They want you to struggle with them. They want you to fall into them and lose faith. And they want you to give in and give up. Isn't that what they want? See? So what's the answer? Stand back and just watch them. Stare at them. See? Sternly, but without anger. Don't struggle with them. Stand back and just watch them. Quietly, cry out to your Creator. Then another power is wheeled into place. God has the power to hold back the negativity. He has the power to hold it in abeyance, to hold it back, so that you have the space to be patient and to do what is right or what is wise. He has that power. Of yourself, you have no power. When you struggle and you lose to whatever it is that wants to win over you, that wants to defeat you. You just stand back. Call upon God, and He can hold all of that in abeyance, or He will hold it back so that it's there, but it no longer can touch your soul. All you have to do is draw nearer to Him and look to Him. It's that simple. If you need help, I have a little meditation that I've talked about now for over 30 years, and it's very helpful to get you started, because now you're too lost in your emotions. You're too lost in worries. See, worry feeds emotion. Emotion feeds worry. Worry feeds emotions. You're lost in that squirrel cage. You have to learn how to stand back, and I can teach you very quickly, within 8 minutes, within 5 minutes, within 4 minutes. But you need a little help. You're too lost now in your study and your worry and your thought. And then I also have something brand new. It's called Sitting Quietly. It's a little exercise that does the same thing, teaches you how to stand back from worry. And as soon as you take a mental step back from worry, you're separated from it. Now you can watch it without being a part of it, and you're automatically closer to God. And then draw near to Him. Draw near to God by staying out of worry. See how simple it is? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.